BFBS.
Your stories. Mount Pleasant, the Falklands.
Spring has sprung in the Falklands. In between a bit of snow, the Med Centre are encouraging the tri-service community to keep up the fitness by making use of the extensive facilities at Mount Pleasant and Hillside. For those who lead busy lives, obviously it can be difficult to get into some kind of routine. And not me, though. I've been finding out more about the fun side of fitness. And I spoke to practice nurse Flight Lieutenant Glynis Watling, firstly, about how an inactive person who wants to get healthy can overcome potential confidence issues or perhaps time constraints and get involved.
I think a lot of people do lack the confidence going to the gym because they don't make it part of their daily routine. But I think, you know, going with friends and having a sort of a sporting afternoon or something like that, really, rather than just perhaps going there yourself, and then you don't have the same momentum and the motivation. Kick a ball around, play netball, basketball, something like that.
We're lucky the gym is very close by, so I'm ready to go check out something that the whole family can get involved with you may not have tried before. Here's Corporal Andy Holder from RAF Shawbury. He's a PTI at the wall.
I'm just starting to make the transition from distance running and triathlons to climbing now. So I'm doing a lot more indoor sport climbing as well as outdoor for when we get back to the UK. Obviously, the climbing club's open to anyone really, to come down, novice to advanced. We have the main MC climbing club from 7 till 9 on Tuesday and Thursday. But we've also just started up the kids club as well on a Friday. And that's open to any age from young all the way up to pre-academy sort of age, if you like. We don't have any sort of booking system at the moment, but if it's as popular as this, we might have to start introducing that sort of thing, I think.
Well, the kids sound busy, but what do the parents reckon to the wall? Here's Warrant Officer 1 Callahan.
I think it's quite a good facility myself. Like, it gets the confidence in the kids.
They love climbing, both.
And it gets them out the house, and it's a good facility for them, really.
I've got a 9-year-old and a 7-year-old. It's just great for the children to have something else to do, something different, to get out after school and try something that's inside as well.
Once the kids had finished with their class, the adults went back up, and I spoke to Sergeant Andy Newton, who's on tour in the Falklands from RAF Bournemouth in Northumberland, working for ISS.
And I'm the quality and chef manager for the unit. One of the things I do back in the UK is a lot of adventurous training. Good old climbing wall down here on MPC. Gets them used to climbing on the heights, up the walls and things, and it gets them interested at this age, and they carry on and become very experienced climbers.
You'd be surprised how much energy you use up on the climbing wall in the Falklands, but there are plenty of outdoor activities as well. Just not many trees. I'm glad it's a great way to meet new people there. And the parents.
It's very socially interactive. Mm. We have a fantastic pool. And also you can book the courts as well for group sessions as well with your section. And we're not just talking about MPC, but battlefield tours as well. Hill walking is a perfect sport.
Plenty of choices then. I'm on the road to fitness and we're back to the walking again. What if someone offers you a lift though?
Well, just say no.
Just say no. This is Paul Wisdom at Mount Pleasant, the Falklands.
Your stories.
BFBS. BFBS.